All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Today we're going to be talking about color and how important color is, whether it is or isn't, right? Patterns, we're just going to talk a lot about color.
Concepts.
Like, yeah, it's a concept podcast on what we think about colors. Now, I also want to make sure that you guys are out there listening to this these podcasts, that we have the Next Level podcast out there. And what that is...
Next Level
it is fun. It is Next Level. And what it is, it's in-depth things. Right now, we're doing a tournament series where we've talked about getting ready for tournaments, pre-fishing. We're going to talk about game time decisions. A lot of hours of information on there. If you're thinking about tournament fishing, which you should be.
It's because the extended version.
It really makes you a better fisherman, tournament fishing. Don't be intimidated by it. So check out the Next Level because it's really going to help you in your game. Now, one thing before we get started, too, I want you to make sure that all of you know about alleyesonfishing.com, our website. We have amazing gear out there. We've been making a lot of hats, sweatshirts, high-end sweatshirts, t-shirts, towels, decals, things like that. People are ordering them, and we're getting them out. We make them ourselves. They're high quality. But go to our store, check it out, share it with your friends, and make sure they know about it.
Help spread the word of All Eyes. That helps us, and it gets everybody out so we can... You know, everybody wants to talk fishing. This is like a big community. Let's continue to talk fishing and check out the Next Level. I mean, for the price of a dozen of night crawlers a month, we can go into hours of more fishing content. Yeah.
And it's a lot of stuff. A lot of that came, the Next Level came from a lot of our listeners. So hopefully you guys are out there. We got a lot of subscribers. We want more because we want to spread the word. So colors. What is
colors?
It?
Color.
I knew that was going to happen because we're all old.
You can't help it.
You know, the guys that are probably 25, they're like, what's this idiot?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. They don't understand.
I am a nightmare. No, never mind. I know the whole
psychopath thing.
Yeah, so anyway, colors for us. We're going to talk about the factors of colors for us. Why we choose what we choose, right? What's important? Is it important? Is it overrated or is it not? Right.
Well, and this opens it up for a whole debate. I mean, this is a, you know, this is almost as followed and debated as boat ramp nightmares. Everybody's got a boat ramp nightmare story, but everybody's got an opinion on color. And I mean, you know, all the way from the custom paint guys to the guys who don't care. And, you know, and they'll argue with you till they die. It's got no real effect on the fish. And then the custom guys, you know, I mean, they are hardcore. I paint everything this way. I do my entire day on color, you know? So it's a very interesting concept.
Start us off, man.
Well, I tell you what, I've got a question. Brad, if I was going to say, how important is color in your presentation? So it doesn't matter, crankbaits, jigs,
say we're jigging.
Slabs, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
How important, 1 out of 10, is color going to be for you when you're choosing what you're going to use?
1 out of 10. Well,
10 being everything. One being...
If you guys can see what's happening right now, Brad is slipping his shoes off, and he's trying to figure out if he can get to 10.
So... Let's see. Colors to me, I think that they do play an important part, but it's one of the last things I go to once I've figured out a pattern. What I'm getting at that is if we're out on the lake and it's a jig bite, we're talking jigs, we could do cranks, whatever, but it's a jig bite and I know it is. And I put down, I usually always start off with like a chartreuse or a white, depends on what lake I'm at. And then I don't know why.
The brighter color.
Mm-hmm. And I put that down and I start hammering fish. Great. Do I switch? I know that me and you together, we do switch. I will run a green and you'll run like an orange just to see if that is better. Because if you start catching more on orange, well, I'm like, God, the color does matter.
So right? When you say jig, though, let me ask you one quick question, and because it may affect your answer. Are you talking just a jig head with a piece of
meat on it?
Like meat crawler. On it, right? Crawler, yeah. Minnow, whatever. Or do you match jig head color when you are using a twister tail, like, or a swim bait or something?
No, I don't necessarily match it.
Does it affect it? Do you consider the color of the jig head when you are pairing it with Berkeley Gulp or whatever?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know, sometimes I match. And sometimes I do kind of want that contrast.
Yeah. Okay.
What are the results? I don't know.
Right. I mean, does it really make a difference? Who knows, right? No.
I remember years ago. So I'm a big chartreuse guy. If I was going to go vertical jig with a crawler, I'm going to chartreuse out of the gates. And then all of a sudden years ago, Junior, we're down at Pueblo, and he's like, oh, no, these, just lead, just straight lead, no paint. He's always had luck with it. Sure enough, I mean, it would be the last thing I would have ever thought of trying. Right. Sure enough, they liked it better.
Hammer it.
Yeah. So what is that? That color, sometimes it can be a little too much where, the lead to me, it just seemed like it was more subtle and it was more preferred by the fish.
It seemed like it. I think the fish probably 9 times out of 10 will tell you, right? I mean, we all will put whatever color on there and start catching fish. I mean,
exactly.
So they tell us, but I am, for me, it's more of I'm just a straight lead kind of guy, especially if I'm using a plastic. If I'm putting something on, as far as live bait goes, then I might add color just to give it that little bit.
A flash.
And would you say that it doesn't matter where you're fishing even?
For me, it doesn't.
That's
kind of my thing is I do, if I slip bobber, I might put a little color on no matter what, just because sometimes I can just sit there and you might need some sort of attractant. Maybe it'll see it move or something or flash. But if I am casting, especially if I'm casting and reeling in a swim bait, something like that, plain is fine. I don't care of color. I don't care of color at all, actually. I will just the color.
Unless we start catching them, then you're like, hey, what color? Yeah,
what color was that? The bait is what's going to give you your color, your flash, your attraction. So I absolutely do not even think about the jig head itself or the weight or whatever you're going to use, that whatever system you're going to use to get it down there.
It's funny because like we go to one of the southern lakes here and it's known as a white. Everybody's like, dude, all you use is white. And so the first time we went there years ago, we heard this and we packed in a bunch of white. But I'll be honest, I think that we used white there to start off with, but then we went to chartreuse, we went to lead. Orange was killing it for whatever reason. And it was that like that for years. We used a lot of orange every time we went down to that southern lake. But the predominant color from the locals there was white, right? But why is that? Because that's the word that gets spread around, so everybody's using white. And they're being successful, but could you be more successful using a different color?
Well,
so I don't know. I don't know if... if white was definitely the ticket there, it was catching fish, but we started using other colors and it did seem to matter.
Right.
Now, is it because now once we switched to orange, that's all we were using. We were catching a lot of fish. If we'd have stayed with white, would we have caught the same amount? I don't know, but it really seemed like orange in that lake and nobody was using orange.
Right.
And we hammered it. Did we win that tournament? Yeah,
second.
Really good. I can't remember how we did that.
So here's a concept question for you both.
So I'm going to give it a 4.
Right? A 4?
Okay, finally, we got the answer.
Well, I forgot that I didn't give a
number. Talk about ADD, bro.
I forgot that I didn't give a number.
Good job.
So here's a question to follow up, okay? This is because I think about this all the time. Fishing is difficult enough as it is, especially for a lot of people who don't put the time and effort into it that we do. So a lot of our listeners maybe that go out maybe once a week or a couple times a month or whatever, they still want to be successful. They still want to go out and figure out where the fish are, but they just don't have the time or the drive that we have for fishing. I think one of the easiest things to quantify, one of the easiest things to discuss, one of the easiest things to pin success on is color. More than anything else, it's the easiest thing to talk about. And I think when something like white comes out at this lake, it's the easiest thing to pin your hopes to, when in fact, it's probably the least biggest factor.
Okay, I agree with you. But think about this. When we come off of a pre-fish day or we're in a tournament, what's the first thing? If you know we had a successful day, what were you catching them on? Jigs. What color?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that?
Because, I think because I know that if you're jigging, maybe we've already talked. I know you're jigging 12 feet. I know you're casting. I know whatever. I already know all of that. What color and which jig is probably the only two things I don't know.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. could be.
You know.
So, but it's funny because a lot of folks. Even when you see like articles or you see like cartoon things, they're like, hey, what color are you using?
Right?
Exactly. It's true.
And that's the first thing you'll say, well, what are you guys using? You know, you get somebody that, you know, a lot of guys, we'll get people that hang out around the dock and, you know, they'll come up to you at your boat, especially if you got a fishing boat with a lot of equipment hanging off or whatever. Hey, how'd you guys do? What are you catching? What are you catching them on? Well, it's, you know, in the first thing they ask is color, and I'll tell them what color all day. You know, chartreuse, whatever, orange, whatever. I mean, if you're not trying chartreuse or orange, you're not trying very hard in general, right?
I think it does play into it.
I think
that's
a very common couple of walleye colors. And so it's like, yeah, orange, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, this whole subject will make you go crazy.
It will.
Because I personally.
There's no right
feel,
or wrong answer. For it.
There's no right or wrong. My take on it is. The color isn't as important as, of course, the fish being active or neutral, negative.
Or the presentation.
I mean, there's so many factors. It's like this that Chinese, you know, mathematic thing that you have to put everything together to get the answer.
Calculator?
Yeah. Okay, we'll call it a calculator.
You call it whatever you want.
You got to put your calculator together.
But you can sit there, you know, and you can tweak everything however you want. And color does come into play, but... At the same time, I think it's more the fish would hit on a white jig head, a chartreuse, an orange. Doesn't matter. But I say that out of one side of my mouth. And then how many times have Brad and I, we love to cast Berkeley Gulp, you know, like little twister tails. Well, how many times do we start out with white and chartreuse or yellow? Right. You know, he's throwing one, I'm throwing the other. And all of a sudden, after the fourth fish, he's caught on white. I'm like, okay, I'm switching.
So it does. I mean, you got to be mindful of it. So think about this. When we went up to Green Bay, when we went up and we were fishing up there, what color did we use?
Purple.
Yeah, together. And you
where
know what?
Purple here is hit or miss.
Hit or
it's
miss.
Not even close.
We don't do well with purple here. I mean,
not as much. Not, I mean, you can.
Well, yeah, like anything, you can. But it's definitely, so color plays into it there. But when we were up there, we were pulling six Colorado blades, and they were purple. And when we put on white, we put on chartreuse, it was ghost town.
Yep.
But the purple, the big thumping purple blades, and then when we were running, I don't remember if we were running flat wraps with the purple on them. What were we running for cranks?
Yeah, I can't even remember.
I can't remember, but they were purple because all the other spectrums that we tried, perch, we tried fire tiger, we tried blue, silver and black actually caught some. I remember we did pretty good with silver and black, but purple,
well,
for whatever
gold,
reason. Now,
gold
is it,
back there is a big color.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Purple with gold was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But is it because that matches some of the hatch there? So they have a lot of gobies there. Do they reflect? Like, is that what it's kind of representing? Why is that? I don't know. We could play all day trying to figure that out.
And I think that's important. That's exactly, I think, what the next point in this would be. And we wrote a blog on it. If you go to alleyesonfishing.com, there's a blog on color. And it plays into what we talked about in one of our last podcasts with the painting, custom versus standard painting. You know, is it a factor, and what I found in researching some of this, is it a factor of Midwest water is more tannic, or it's different because it's not reservoir water, or it's different because it's not coming, you know, 50 miles from the mountain. It is snowed on, you know what I mean? So, or how it makes its way to our reservoirs, it doesn't pick up a lot of sediment, or it picks up twice as much as opposed to the lakes. There's a big factor because gold here is decent. But you put on gold, you're going to catch rainbow trout until you cannot stand it and you want to jump in the water because you're trying to catch walleyes, right? I mean, that's
I want to jump in the water.
Yeah.
Let's just go in the water. Jump in the
even
water.
Even if it's freezing cold. But you know what I mean? I mean, it's just like you're going to go crazy. Like, so, but silver is a much different story.
It is.
But
you start thinking about the bait fish that are here and the water clarity.
Exactly.
I think that has more to do with color.
Glow and UV play into that too. Mm-hmm. So let's address that, because I know there are guys, some of the Canada guys hit us up on email after we
UV.
Did the podcast on, you know, standard versus custom, and UV was their main factor. Mm. They plan out their day based on UV and how much UV there's going to be throughout the day. And if there's not, they may not even fish. And I thought that was very interesting because I give zero thought to UV. Absolutely none.
Zero.
I mean, if it's on that lure, cool. If it's not, whatever.
Exactly. No, I know years ago when that was kind of the new hot thing.
Right.
I had a pile of it, you know, whether that was blades or whatever.
Right.
But Yeah, I mean, I didn't notice it like, oh my God, this is the next best thing. But to those guys up there, that is the thing. Right. And is it because the same thing that I talked about in our Southern Lake is because that's what they use?
Is right. that the one is that thing it? you can grab onto? Well, and that's the thing, right? We went out and caught 40 fish. I was using UV Blue.
That's the whole time.
The one thing you can grab onto to say, this is going to give me consistency. It wasn't the fact that you found the pod of active fish. It wasn't the fact that you were fishing the right depth for the right year. It wasn't the fact that you did all these other things right. It was I was using UV Blue.
Mm-hmm. And maybe
it makes it easy for you to grab on and hold on.
But it could be that.
And it could be.
But that's the mind screw it does with you because it could be.
Color's a con man.
Okay, exactly, right? But I'm gonna throw it out there, and you can think I'm crazy.
Okay,
no comment.
Done.
Or you can agree with me. It's up to you, but take this into consideration. That is the difference between a weekend warrior, somebody who goes out once or twice a month if that, and somebody who is actually starting to pull all this information in and is going to become more consistent at fishing is you don't just take color into account. You take it all into account. So you don't latch on to that. It was that blue UV. You latch on to blue UV. May 8th, it had been 60 degrees for the week. It was stable conditions. It was the right water.
Quarter ounce, the way I retrieved.
The way
whatever.
It was retrieved, whatever. You take all those factors into consideration. That's what makes you a consistent, better fisherman rather than blue UV. And I'm always using blue UV at Lake X. Right?
I
throw that out there, and you can take it for whatever you want.
I promise if you just fish with a chartreuse jig head all day and mm-hmm. you catch your fish on that, yep, that was the color that was working.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But mm-hmm. to go to your point, that's why whenever we go anywhere fishing, even if it's not if it's just a fun day fishing, if we're going to be casting jigs, we want to cast today. It might be better to pull cranks, but we want to cast today, so we're going to cast.
Right.
We're going to cast jigs up into the shells. Sure. We never, ever, me and Mitch never start off with the same jig.
Right.
We never do.
We don't.
And we go through the jigs until we either find the way we're working it through. I mean, whether that's an eighth ounce, quarter ounce, whether we're popping it, whether it's a steady retrieve, and we start narrowing it down, what's catching fish. And then you'll be hell to get me not to switch to a white if Mitch is jamming him on a white.
Sure.
So, and you would do the same
thing.
Oh,
absolutely. Well, we do it. We've done it all the time. There's a lot of times where
I think exactly to your concept right there, though. Is it because now we figured out it's an eighth inch jig with a 3-inch twister tail? And we're doing a slow, steady retrieve.
Dragging it on the
bottom.
Dragging it on the bottom.
Dragging it up over the structure.
Right.
Or are we popping it? Those are the things that matter. And I think the color does play into it, but that's why I give it a 4, because that's kind of like the add-on. You get all these different presentations working, and then you fine-tune it to what's really, really picking up those fish.
Like that instance of you and I pitching different colors. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, Brad catches three fish, and I haven't got banged yet. What's the first thing I do? I'm going to mimic his retrieve. I'll be like, what are you doing? How are you doing that? Or I'll watch him, and you bet I'll try it. If I still don't get bit, then I'm going to switch colors to see if that is the factor.
Right.
And there's been plenty of times where it does seem like it is the factor.
And think about what we just said. All of those things we mentioned, except for color, are very subject to small minor changes that could make the difference, right? So how you're rolling it over the bottom. Were you dragging it? Were you bumping it? Were you bouncing it? Were you pulling it, pausing it?
Whatever.
Whatever. All those are so difficult to quantify, so difficult to put your finger on as that being the reason for success. But color, constant and simple to be able to say, oh, it was a chartreuse jig. It wasn't the fact that Mitch is a great jig fisherman, which is a complete lie, but he's a great jig fisherman and can look at him lie. He's trying not to lie.
I was going
to
come back with something on that, but no, I'm just going to let it float off into no man's land.
But it isn't that you know, you guys do this type of jig fishing more than me. That's why you both outfished me, or I fish this certain way more than you. That's why I outfished you. It's I was using silver and you guys were using green. So I think silver was the color of the day. Well, there's all kinds of things. So I think when the concept of color and when our listeners are trying to pick color, you know, don't labor over what color it is. And I think
presentation's more important than color.
And it is.
I think you take color into a fine tuning mode.
Patterns.
pattern. Yeah, it's a it's establishing a pattern of how you're doing that presentation. But the
pattern on the bait is also a little bit of fine tuning.
Well, and then that's what I was just going to get into. It changes a little bit with cranks.
Yes, right.
Because cranks, I think that the fish, and we've had a podcast on this, get desensitized sometimes. Yep. And I think because they're seeing that same number five shad flicker shad pulling. It's a crankbait bite. Everybody's pulling the same thing. Well, then you go to some of these custom painted ones.
Right.
That it's a five flicker shad, but it's been painted. And now it's got a blue black with a blue back that's a shad one that doesn't look like a shad because it's not the color of a shad, but it's given off a different flash. So the colors change a little bit to get those fish interested in it because they do get desensitized. I feel like they do.
I absolutely
to some of them
too.
So I think color plays an effect there at times. Right. But I really think that for a majority of the time that it's your presentation that gets you there first and your coloring is going to be fine tuning.
Right. I know that Erie guys especially like live and die by custom baits on how they're painted with a specific pattern or specific color.
And there's
color
definitely
pattern.
There's definitely good things about custom.
Sure.
Absolutely. I don't want to bag on the custom because
not at all.
First of all, they're artists. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah.
And we've had before where we have custom painted our own because the color pattern seemed to be working on a specific type of fish. So color did play into effect.
We've painted on Friday night.
Oh, sure.
After pre-fishing because
we couldn't get the cranks in.
Yeah,
sure. And I think that's all.
But that's fine tuning because we knew that it was a leg core bite. We were catching fish in 23 foot of water. Pulling four colors back, we were catching fish. But
you have
white,
in front of them.
White, yes.
Yeah.
But we had all kinds out there, and after going through 20 different cranks, white with the blue dots on it ended up catching more, right? And it was consistently more.
Yeah.
So color does play into that.
It did.
But it was a fine-tuning thing
because
we were still catching them on cranks.
And you probably could catch them on other cranks, maybe just not with the same consistency with the white with the blue dots, right? If you had just white or white with a black back, you probably would have caught fish, right? You would have caught some fish, but instead of 20, you caught 8. Mm-hmm. And I think that may be the difference. And the size may be the same consistent throughout whichever one you put on. But you got more. And I think when it comes down to color, I don't think color really gets you – and I want to be careful because people just latch onto this and go nuts. I don't think it really gets you the bigger. I just think it always seems like more. Like color seems to produce – if you have a color and it seems to be a factor, it's I got 30 and you got 10.
Yeah.
I think that's so wide open, just like color coming into play. It's like this is a crazy – crazy topic.
Yeah, I think it, and we'll start to wrap it up here, but I think when you're out there on your body of water, I think what it comes down to is knowing your presentation, being confident in what you're throwing,
right?
And if you are out there, don't be afraid to switch colors because that might fine-tune it.
Sure.
But be good at your presentation
of
whatever you decide to do and then fine-tune it, upgrade it from there to find out what is really getting those fish to go.
I definitely think this is a next level topic that we need to cover in more in depth in the future because, we're here already at the end of our podcast, and I think we've just scratched
the
surface.
Oh,
how about the fact that, you always hear everybody, match the hatch. How about all those custom baits? Were there a bunch of tropical fish in the Great Lakes, all colorful and fancy? No. So where does that all come into play?
I think it comes from desensitizing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, we could definitely go on about this, and we have a lot of people that ask us about color all the time.
We have related podcasts to it too. So
yeah, we're going to do it on Next Level. So if you want more color talk,
we'll go to Next Level. Yeah. We'll get into it soon. And we'll, in the future, we'll put in another one and we'll let you guys know. But if you're just discovering us and this is the first podcast you've heard of us, we do have others where we talk a little bit about this. And we always touch on these topics because presentation itself is a concept. And do we know what these fish like? I tell you what, I think the percentage is about 15-20% we know what they like, and the rest is a crapshoot.
We think we know what they
like.
I mean,
no matter how much research, no matter how much experience, I think, we kind of know. But some days,
we're kind of like weathermen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just without the hot girl, right? I don't get to work with anybody hot. I get you to. So, but it's just that's one of those things where it's, I think a 50% success rate is a pretty good success rate. And most days, if we get 60 or 70%, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. So, color is just one of the several things, with UV and the pattern and Well, those are all factors.
It is. It's all factors. Hey, for everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Check out The Next Level if you want more in-depth conversations. Right now we have a tournament series out there. You got to check it out. It's good stuff, and that came from listeners, and we're just trying to fulfill what the people want. AllEyesOnFishing.com is our website. We have a lot of gear out there. AllEyesOnFishing@gmail.com. If you want us to talk about a certain topic or share your big bite, and that doesn't have to be a great big fish. It's a big fish to you, or it's your little kid's first fish, whatever. We like to post that stuff. Send us an email to AllEyesOnFishing@gmail.com, and we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
If you're a guide or somebody like that, we put guides. We list guides. We have a guide page where we list them by state. So if there's somebody in Colorado that wants to visit Michigan and get a guide to go on Lake Michigan or go over to Lake Erie, give us your info. We'll put you on there so they can go in there and find themselves a guide.
Yes. So from all of us at All Eyes on Fishing, have a good day. Thanks.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at AllEyesOnFishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.